This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a call on the line at 412-928-9370. It's Eric who wants to talk this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. A couple points I have. I agreed with your finishing lower to get the draft capital, you know, a few years ago at the end of Ben's career, but not now because you got the best defensive player in the world. I don't think you want to ruin the 4 years of his, you know, his football life trying to get draft picks. And my second point is, and I'm not taking blaming Canada on all this, because your quarterback can't make a simple slant pass without staring at the receiver. The defense kind of seems to know where he's going every time he's throwing a football because he's staring down the receiver. That's just my take.
All right, Eric, I appreciate the call. Thank you. So, yeah, that first play of the game really was, or that first drive of the game, Pickett threw that interception. See, but I blame that on the offensive coordinator, and I say that because they ran the same play three times. They ran those short passes three times. They ran short slants three times. Now, I'm not a football expert either. Like, I can't dissect football like I can baseball, because again, that's my favorite sport is baseball, and I played it, so like I understand some of the integral parts of baseball. I don't understand football that well, and there are certain formations when the Steelers line up, like I have a pretty good idea and sometimes guess right on what the Steelers are going to run. And it's not because I'm an expert, it's not even because I'm getting better and I watch more football and I look more in depth at the games. I can understand, based on how predictable they're being, what they're going to run. And if I'm picking up on their patterns on offense, what do you think an NFL defense is doing? I'd say they're picking up and then they're executing their defensive scheme to take the ball away from the Steelers. So I don't blame Pickett for that first drive interception in the game against the Browns. They ran the same play three times. They want to get physical up front. They want to establish an identity on the ground, and guess what? They didn't do that again. They ran three pass plays to start the game against the Browns. And Eric, I'm not mad at you, and I know I'm kind of yelling. I'm just frustrated in general with how things are being managed, and I can't blame Pickett for that because they ran the same play three straight times to start the game. And if I can pick up on where they're going, I'm sure as hell that other NFL teams, the ultimate professionals, can pick up on what the Steelers are doing as well on offense, which is a problem, and I blame the coordinator for that, if the coordinator especially is calling the plays throughout a game. Got another caller, 412-928-9370. What's your name?
Mark, how are you?
I'm a little frustrated now, getting a little spicy about the offense, but what's on your mind?
You stole my thunder. But that's okay because, yeah, it's good to be in agreement. The whole game, I thought when he had time, he went through his progressions pretty well. But when you have to keep everybody in the block, which is why your tight ends weren't making any catches, they just get pushed up a lot. But at the same time, I thought he looked pretty good when he had time, but rarely did he have time. And like you said, the play calling just absolutely blew me away. I'm like, I didn't feel that kind of frustration since last year, and I didn't like it coming back on me. So
right.
I feel like Pickett's going to be fine. I agree with the other caller. He made some regressions. He developed a little bit from last week, but ultimately, this is the most vanilla offense that could ever be run. There's no crispness. There's nothing. You put yourself in third and long constantly because on second down you're running into the middle of the line.
Right.
It just killed me. Right. So,
hey, thanks for the
time, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate you calling in and weighing in on that at 412-928-9370. We've got time for one more caller, so go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Mo from Oakdale.
All right, Mo, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was at the game, if you can't tell by my voice. I'm no expert on football. Like you said, Nicholas, doesn't sound like you are either. I do trust Dan Orlovsky, though, and I was watching him on the McAfee show yesterday, and he spent about 10 minutes breaking down a lot of Kenny's throws, and I have to disagree with every caller and you so far.
Mm.
I really think he missed a lot of open guys. Play calling aside, I didn't see any progression in his game. And I'm really concerned about him moving forward. I really enjoy you in the mornings. I listen to you on the way to the golf course to work.
Oh, well,
and have a good
that.
Day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the call. Hey, it's all right to disagree. It's fine. We can be mature about that. I just think that the way that they're scheming does not set him up for success. Now, if he's missing open guys and you feel that way, that's fine. I mean, because, you know, it is concerning. As a blanket statement, it is reasonable to be concerned about Kenny Pickett at this point, because the way he's playing does not make it seem like he can take big leaps forward to lead the team to Super Bowls, which is ultimately what we've had a drought for, you know, for all these years now. So I get that perspective, but for me, when a guy's being pressured so much, like Mitch Trubisky, I think, had a great first half against the Bengals in 2022, the season opener, and then the second half, they didn't make any adjustments, and then all of a sudden, you know, now they're struggling to score, and by the grace of two missed field goals, the Steelers were able to pull out a win. Pickett looks like Trubisky did, and I don't think that that's a coincidence. I think that, okay, well, it's the same factors. If you're running away, if you're being chased away, like if there's pressure on Pickett, and I've seen some tweets out there too that oh yeah, you know, Pickett should be able to play with that defensive pressure coming in. If you need to run away from something, like if you're doing anything in life, and you have to stop what you're doing and run away, you're not going to complete the tasks that you were instructed to do as efficiently as you can because you're being chased. You're trying to run away and not get captured. That's kind of what Pickett's been doing. So I can blame the offensive line for that. And maybe the offensive line is weak, or maybe Matt Canada is putting together plays that are predictable. And right now, maybe the Steelers aren't talented enough to execute plays and be, you know, forceful enough to be predictable and still execute plays. But, you know, Matt Canada has what he has to work with, and if he can't put together proper schemes to at least take risks and move the ball, then he's not worth it to me. But again, we can agree to disagree. If you're concerned about Pickett, I understand why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.